The Council of Europe has raised serious concerns about the use of castration for sex offenders in the Czech Republic, following a visit by the Council's experts to a number of psychiatric facilities. The Council's Committee for the Prevention of Torture has called for greater safeguards to prevent the treatment being wrongly applied. Rob Cameron joins me now in the studio. Rob, what exactly is the Council of Europe worried about here?
Well, in 2006, experts from the Council of Europe's Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited two psychiatric institutions, one in Dobzhany and one in Brno, and examined cases of around two dozen convicted sex offenders undergoing treatment there. They said they were concerned at the protective treatment given to them, particularly castration, both surgical and chemical. Chemical castration is when patients are administered drugs to reduce their libido. They were concerned mostly at surgical castration, which was, however, mainly applied to those offenders who had committed murder and then only with their consent.
Right, but if these men are convicted killers and they've consented to it, what's the problem here?
Well, the committee said right from the beginning that, quote, it had grave doubts as to whether such an intervention should be applied in the context of persons deprived of their liberty, saying it wasn't sure how free consent could be given if the alternative was indefinite confinement in a psychiatric hospital. The committee also said it was concerned about the availability of information to various people involved in deciding on that treatment, on castration, and also about an apparent overlap between the doctors treating the offenders and the panel of experts responsible for approving castration.
And Rob, did this Council of Europe committee make any concrete recommendations as to how to improve treatment?
Well, for a start, they called for a proper protocol for treating sex offenders to be put in place. And this protocol, it said, should facilitate the assessment of treatment, including medical examinations and checkups to monitor the physical side effects of chemical castration on patients. The committee said that was not happening to a satisfactory extent now.
And this report, I believe, came out on Friday. Was the Czech government given the chance to make any statement or comment on it?
They were. The reports actually include the Czech government's response. And the government said surgical castration was carried out according to the law on human health, although amending that law was due to be discussed this year with more specific regulation of surgical castration. However, the government did concede there was no standardised methods of assessing sex offenders in view to applying appropriate treatment. As for the specific criticism that the country was unable to supply figures for the number of convicted sex offenders subjected to surgical or chemical castration, the government said the Justice Ministry didn't keep any such records, only records of the total number undergoing protective sexology treatment, and in 2005 that figure stood at 223 people.
Right, well, thanks very much, Rob Cameron.